Lakuta Sichas Chelik Tezvav, Parsha Vayigash, Sicha Aleph. Much in Geret Filmol, it was discussed many times already, as Rashi Bepirusha al Toyra Bavorint Yedesh Shaila Vakasha Vasmegen Fregen in Limud Pshutashol Mikra. That Rashi, in his commentary on Torah, has to consider and answer any question that might come up from learning the simple understanding of the Psukim. Und in die Etabu Megifindish, as Rashi Zol Mevair Zayin, and in an amukshuf in pasuk, and in those places where you don't find that Rashi should address an issue that seems to be difficult in the psukim, is as a bavai, is as a hadashim bavarant in a fridik and pirush. So that is either he's already addressed it in a previous place in his commentary on the Torah, other as das lechatchila ken kashanish and limud al derech hapshat, or that there is no question; it's self understood. The answer is should be obvious. According to this, we have to understand in our parsha, in the Msipa v'Yosef atzich gilos de kenen to zayne brider, in the story where Yosef made himself known to his brothers, finally, when the pasuk that said as Yosef atzuzay gizok ani Yosef oida avichai, he said to them, what were his first words? I am Yosef. Is my father still alive? Shtel tzich leich de tmiya. So the question immediately jumps out at us. And some of the commentaries do in fact ask the question. What is the question? The Teichana Parsha Bizaher, throughout the Parsha until this moment, is the Gewegen the Reit von Yehuda to Yosef, and talks about what Yosef was saying to Yehuda. Yehuda was saying to Yosef, the Yaakov at Nishgevolt Shikn Binyamin. Kai Mitzrayim, that first he told him that Yaakov refused to send Binyamin to Mitzrayim. Mitzadach Shash from Vazavisab Meis. He was afraid that if Binyamin will leave him, he will die. And the Yehuda Meira as Ayb Yosef et Verhalt Binyamin, and then Yehuda said that I'm afraid that if you will keep Binyamin back, you won't send him home with us, because that's what Yosef said. He's going to arrest Binyamin and he's going to stay here. So Yehuda was defending him and saying, no, you have to send him home. Why? Because if not, vetas Yaakov nishtois halten, it'll be something that Yaakov will not be able to tolerate. It'll be something that will be devastating to him. And if he sees that we came back without Binyamin, he'll die. And this is something that Yosef, he took it in. It wasn't just falling on deaf ears. He did take it in. They affected him in such a way that he couldn't control his emotions anymore, as the pasuk says. So then what does it mean? What's his question? As Nordem Alam is Alaesh Freg Aidavichai, after hearing all this discussion. Months are going on and he's had the discussion earlier and then he had it again just today. Right now Yehuda tells him all about his concerns about Yaakov, and then he goes and asks, is Yaakov still alive? He just finished speaking about him. Euch darf ihn verstehen. We also have to understand. Me gefind nicht, dass Jesus soll warten auf ein Empfer von seinen Brüdern auf die Scheile heute wie chai. We don't find that Yosef asked, like, waited for an answer. We don't find an answer to that question. Is my father still alive? Bald wie hat de zenas ol yochol echav lanis oisai kinevul mipanav. As soon as he saw that they couldn't respond to him, the brothers became, they couldn't talk, because they were overwhelmed from him. So then he began to speak to them again. And he said, Gishuna Eli, come closer. And he said, I am Yosef, and so on. And he began to tell them about how it came about that he became the ruler of Mitzrayim. And then he said, quickly go to my father, so you can bring him here to Eretz Mitzrayim. So even though we don't find anywhere in the pasuk that the brothers answered that yes, he is alive, yet Yosef is saying, bring my father here. So we have to, of course he understood that he was alive. And when he said, is my father still alive, it means something else. He meant to ask a different question. The fact that Yaakov is alive, he knew. He talked about it. In the response too, this means something else. It means something more than just, is my father alive? the Abarbanel learned, so the Abarbanel says, he explains it in this way, as Yosef hot does gefragt, nicht machen sicher, as Yaakov left, noch that Yosef was asking this question not to make sure that Yaakov is still alive, nor could they leikonis in moim bedvarim. He was just trying to start the conversation. Wissendig as the brider veln veren fashemt. He knew that the brothers would be embarrassed by being confronted by Yosef himself. They knew what they did. Oh, wenn sagt sei an Yosef, hat gesucht da weg zu reden euch wegen andere Sachen. So he was trying to change the subject. Is my father still alive? You know, to divert the subject from me to you. It's let's talk about the father. Und der erste Sache ist gewesen wegen dem Vater. So therefore, the first thing that came to mind is his father. Haben die Gedeihe zu fragen euch wegen der andere über dem gesprochen haben sie weiter. Of course, he was going to go on and say, well, how are the mothers? How are the children? And so on. He would go on to talk about the rest of the family. Nor es ist nicht gekommen dazu, but it never got to the talking about the rest of the family. Weil die Lehrchlu echav lanis ois a given evolum upon him, because the brothers couldn't speak. They were dumbfounded by suddenly seeing Yosef and knowing that it's him, so therefore the conversation never went on. But that was his intent, to start a conversation away from the subject of me and you and what did you do to me. Val Pisa Voltminge Kenzog, and based on this we might say, as Euch Rashi learned Azoidem Shat in Pasuk, that this Rashi also goes with that approach, like the Abar Menel. When a Daphne Schreiben befeirish, he doesn't have to spell it out. Because he already said similar things in previous Rashis. For instance, when Hashem said to Adam Arishin, where are you? He asked him, where are you? So Rashi says, Ayeka. What is Ayeka? Where are you? Yedeya Heichenhu. He knew where Adam was. He just wanted to open the conversation so that Adam wouldn't be overwhelmed by his guilt and so on. So he asked him an innocent question first. So Rashi says, you know, there is such a method of asking an innocent question, even though you know the answer and so on. Al darazay from pasuk ayeh hevel achicha. So also when Hashem said to Kayim, where is Hevel your brother? Of course he knew what happened. Likonasim bedivir nachas. He wanted to open the conversation in an innocent way. Rashi falosich da evzam pirush v'yan apsukim. So therefore, perhaps Rashi is relying on those two previous examples of asking questions to which you know the answer, but it's only a way to divert attention from the difficult subject that might come up. But the pirush is nishin ganzen glatig medidin dinah. But in our case, it's not as simple as it is in those two cases. Weil la'achre erichas adibah von Yehudim wegen der Wirkung von Binyamin's Verhaltung in Mitzrayim of Yaakov, because after this lengthy discussion that Yehuda had, explaining to Yosef what the effects could happen to Yaakov if Binyamin will not come back with them, is kedeli konis bedvarim at Yosef nish gedar fregen hoydavichai. So they have already been speaking about Yaakov, so he shouldn't have been asking, even if he wants to divert attention, he shouldn't be asking, is Yaakov alive? Nor gleich mit noch fragen wegen seiner Mishpachas. It would have made more sense that he should go immediately to the rest of the family, since we were just having a whole conversation about Yaakov. So therefore, this doesn't really smoothly answer the question. Perhaps we could answer this way: as the loshen ha'oid avichai mitahei is nishkan shaylat si avichai. That the word, even though the word is ha'oid, is my father still alive? But over here, it doesn't mean a question, is my father alive? No, it says aloshen t'mia, but it's meant to be expressed as an amazing thing. My father is still alive? Is that really the case? Virashi hachem mefarish given kama pam, as Rashi already said a number of times, by hashem ochi anoichi, like when Kayin said, am I my brother's keeper? So Rashi said, the hey is a loshen teimahu. It's something that he's just, what do you expect me to be watching over my brother? That's what you expect. So Yosef would be saying, really? It's possible that Yaakov is still alive? In other words, expressing not the question whether he is, but the wonderment that he is. V'ayin, and there's other places also where he says it. Nazoi eich bin yonenu. So the same in our case is by Yosef given a tmiyu pli of us oyda v'chay. That Yosef was amazed that Yaakov is still alive. The chilik is nor as by the dugma hanal in umbereva mekaymus. The difference only is that in the example of Ashoymer Ochi Anochi and in the rest of the places is the tmiyu mevatel the zachva kosalka daitach. When you say am I my brother's keeper, what you mean to say is I'm not my brother's keeper. He's negating what his question is. Am I my brother's keeper means to say I'm not my brother's keeper. He felt that he wasn't meant to be his brother's keeper. Over here is the satmiya kayemis. Is my father still alive? Is it possible that Yaakov is alive? He doesn't mean to negate that Yaakov is alive. Of course he knows and he's happy that Yaakov is alive. Yosef veses Yaakov lefnach. He knows that he's still alive. Nor dos ruv be'emareis atmiya, but he's just amazed about it. When we Rashi chen friyim mefarish given, as Rashi already said before, if in pasuk aleven me'yishon yulad, that is it possible that somebody should give birth at 100 years old? Yesh tmiya shem kayom, as Rashi already told us that there are also times in which you express amazement, even though the fact is a fact. So the amazement doesn't negate that it is so. It just expresses a wonderment that it is so, while acknowledging that it is so. But we have to understand, Yaakov is dan al given shloishim me'ashana. Yaakov was then 130 years old. Asach vintzig v'shnei Avram Yitzchok, much younger than when Avram and Yitzchok passed away. So then why is Yosef so amazed that Yaakov is still alive? Number two, ve'ike, and this is most important. Vos hot es farah shayches tzatzcholos dibure ani Yosef. If all he's saying is it possible that my father is alive? How does that come immediately, directly after I am Yosef? That's the next question. Is it really possible that my father is alive? How does that flow from ani Yosef? Number three, tzlibvoz bechlau. Why in altogether had Yosef tzel d'entmiya to the brida? Why is Yosef expressing his wonderment about Yaakov being alive to his brothers? Why is he telling them that? When noch tondos bald in selben moment wie moment was hat sich nicht es hat sich zu sei gelost der kennen an Yosef ele vichai. And why, even if he wants to express that sentiment, why does it have to be right after he tells them who he is? That's the first thing that he wants to ask them, is express his wonderment that Yaakov is alive. There should be other things that they could talk about before expressing that sentiment. We could understand if he was truly asking a question. He's asking the question, is my father alive? Then we could say, yes, the first thing on his mind is my father still alive? That's a good question. And that's why immediately the first thing that it came out to them was, is my father still alive? It's important for me to know. But if, as we say, he knew that Yaakov was alive because they had been discussing it, and that the words only expressing his amazement about it, why was it so important for him to express his amazement about Yaakov being alive as the very first thing that he tells them after he came out to them that he is Yosef? Is the beer in them bepashtus? So the explanation is simple. Rashi achem befarish given friyer ayfim pasuk vayimoyin lisnachem. Rashi already told us earlier when it talks about Yaakov, when he heard about Yosef, that he refused to be comforted. That's what the pasuk says. So Rashi says, as ein odem akabel tanchumim alachai, that a person cannot be comforted over somebody who is still alive. The sover shemes, and he thinks that he died. And the reason is, why can't a person be comforted ever if somebody is still alive and he thinks that he died? The reason is shalames nigzer exeder sheishtakach min alev, because Hashem implanted a certain nature that when a person dies, eventually the memory of him recedes, not the memory, but the intense emotion sort of recedes to the background, and people can go on with life. The loyal achai, but he didn't give that, he didn't instill that nature in that into the nature that a person that is still alive will be forgotten. Because when a person is alive, he remains alive in your heart, and therefore Yaakov, because Yosef was still alive, he could never be comforted. When the far vayisabel Yaakov al benoi yomim rabim, that's why he mourned over him for so many days or years and so on for so long. In other words, he never gave up. He never felt comforted. When dasat Yosef gezakt zayne brider, and this is what Yosef was saying to his brother, ani Yosef. I am Yosef. I'm still alive. And therefore, the question is that brings the amazing question: is it possible that my father is still alive? Why not? Yosef left since Yosef is still alive. So it comes out that for 22 years in a row, had Yaakov getroyet of him, Yaakov has been mourning for Yosef because he couldn't forget him. Und dazu noch, weil es Abel, was kommt noch an Abel, mehr Mikol Bonab, and especially that Yosef was the favorite son of Yaakov. So when he mourns him, he's mourning his favorite son, and he can never forget. Atzar Mavel, which is an overwhelming pain. Shein Rogel Kol Kol, which is something that doesn't happen to people. Because even when, God forbid, somebody's child dies, we shouldn't nobody should have that. But when the child dies, they died. So eventually comes a time when they're able to move on with life. But Yaakov could never move on with life because Yosef is still alive. I am here. I'm alive. So therefore, how is it possible that he's still alive? Is apelachi godol, so therefore it's an amazing thing. The Yaakov trokt iber azagres and sar, how Yaakov was able to deal with such a great pain. B'meshach Shanim Rabbis for so many years, 22 years in a row, when his Nachalz Bam Lebman is still alive. That's what Yosef was expressing. I am Yosef, I'm alive. How is it possible that he was able to deal with this for 22 years? Und damit wird verstandig, was Yosef hat gemusst, er hat sagen, die Tmiya zu seinen Brüdern, which explains why he had to express this immediately to his brothers. Weil das ist Adama zu sein, weiter die Gemadge sein, dem Ingen am Ehirus, from bringing Yaakov to Mitzrayim. Because this was the introduction to what he was going to say next. He wanted to say to them, quickly go back and bring Yaakov here, immediately. Why? The Mehirus is Nishnor Famaru V'alu El Avi. The rush is not just go there and tell him that I'm alive. In them, Lozen Bissin Yaakov and Vasfriya, the Psura Teva, as Yosef leapt noch. It's not just about notifying Yaakov that Yosef is still alive. And therefore he can stop mourning me. But it's also so that Yaakov could come quickly to meet with Yosef. When we hired them, and you should rush, as Yosef said, and you should rush. Veiradetem as Avihena, and you shall bring my father down here to Mitzrayim. Vibaldas is an inyuf and sakonis nefashis. And the reason for all this rush is because it's a matter of life and death. Nochazat tsar, after such pain for so many years, is afilu noch vatchiruch Yaakov. Even after, when Yaakov heard the news, he came back to life. Vatchiruch Yaakov, as it says over there, as soon as he heard the news. But even so, dur dem sura Yosef ben Ichai, darf euch der eilcha ve'ere zayn b'mehirus. But what Yaakov wanted to do was, I must go and see him. That also has to be done quickly. So Yosef was trying to impress upon the brothers, this is a dangerous situation. Yaakov has been dealing for 22 years with this kind of pain. Not only do you have to rush back and tell him the news, you have to bring him quickly to meet with me, because this will bring him back to life. This is something which we need to give him in order to get him through this difficulty. And that's why he said it to them immediately. That was the first concern that he had. Al pize vet euch veren verstandig, der riches aloshim for Yosef, and that will also explain all the words that Yosef used in order to describe the situation. Was eide zayn zogen zu de shvote maru valu al avi, the things that he said before, he said, go bring him back. Hat er dreimal ibe gechazet, three times he repeated the words "Lemichya Shlachani Elokim Lifneichem," that Hashem sent me as a life source for you. "Vayishlacheni Elokim Lifneichem." Again, he repeated, and Hashem sent me here on your behalf. And the third time, "Loi Atum Shlachta Moisi Heinok Elokim." It wasn't you who sent me down to Mitzrayim. It was Hashem who sent me down to Mitzrayim. Three times in that short discussion, he mentioned that thing three times. Why? Since, as we've just established, every moment that Yaakov doesn't come to meet up with Yosef is a question of life and death for Yaakov. So the question is, how is Yosef, if he thinks that it's something which is critical for Yaakov, that he should see Yosef, so why is he telling the Shvatim, you go back home and you quickly bring my father here? As his own gain can answer, so I'm bringing Yaakov from dort to Mitzrayim. They should go to Yisrael and bring Yaakov to Mitzrayim. Ered gedav gleich alein, gain b'mirus, can answer Yisrael. Then Yaakov, Yosef should have got on a plane and immediately gone to Eretz Yisrael to meet Yaakov. If he thinks it's so critical, why is he sending the Shvatim there to bring him here? Why don't you get on a horse and go to Eretz Yisrael so that Yaakov could see you earlier? Noisif to them. This is in addition to the fact v'smitzat kibud av hategedav gains to Yaakov v'metchila. In addition to the fact that out of kibud avim, it would be seem more reasonable that Yosef should go to Yaakov. Especially as he recognizes it has to be, time is of the essence, it has to be done quickly. When Yaakov is shingiven azokin, and Yaakov is already a very old man, is durch dem voltegiven ameshos man rafrir. So besides for the kibud av, he would have met up with Yaakov much earlier, and that could have being critical for Yaakov. Who knows what could happen in the time that it takes for Yaakov to come down to Mitzrayim. You're saving all that time by Yosef going there. Und das hat Yosef bavorun durch magdem seine bad gosche kamme pa'omim. And that's what Yosef was trying to say. By saying before he said, rush down to bring my father here, he said it to them and three times in order to emphasize the point. The fact that I am here in Egypt is not because I chose to be here, not because I want to be here, nor shlachani elokim. I am here because Hashem sent me here, b'shlichusu shel kadosh baruch hu. I am here as a messenger of Hashem. So zayin de mashbir bar l'chol am ha'aretz, Hashem sent me here in order to manage the food for the entire country or the entire region. Therefore Yosef said, I can't leave here. Hashem sent me here. This is where I need to be. You have to go and quickly bring Yaakov over here. Noch ein Ding in dem Notwendigkeit von Maruf alu alavi. Another thing about how critical it is that you should rush to bring my father here. Rashi hat schon früher mefarisch gewesen, als Yaakov zavel es abenoi Yosef ist kenegde chob beishonu was Yaakov hat nicht mekaim gewesen kibbet aveim. Rashi explained already that the reason that Yaakov was prevented from seeing or thought that Yosef had died, and for 22 years, was corresponding to the 22 years that Yaakov did not fulfill kibud avim to his father Yitzchak, the time that he spent by Lavan, and the trip back, which was 22 years, and that's why Hashem also prevented him from meeting with his son for 22 years. Und der Far wissen die ganze Chabbe schon von Jakob seine haben sich geendigt. So now that the 22 years of Jakob's punishment is over, hat Yosef gefordert von der Schwarte Maru valu alavi. So Yosef said to them, now it's over. There's no reason for him to have to suffer anymore. Quickly go and bring him. Für bald hat das Mann eine Schatz sich geendigt. Darfun muss sein leikvam filikarafayin. Since it's over, the period that of punishment is over, so it shouldn't be delayed even like a blink of an eye. It has to happen immediately that he should meet up with me. And that's why, that explains also why Yosef said, quickly go to my father. Why did he say that? Nishavinu, he didn't say go to our father. It's their father too. Why is he calling him my father? Because in addition to the fact that all this pain was because of Yosef, so he refers to him as by my father, the one I caused that pain. Und der Mit hat es immer anders gewesen, als der Mihirus ist verbunden mit sein Yosefs, kann er mit seinem Mitzvahs Kibbud Av V'Em. So he said, my father, I have to show Kibbud Av V'Em. Now is the time, after the 22 years, that I can finally show him the respect, that he, the honor that he deserves. And I have the opportunity to show him Kibbud Av V'Em. Since the 22 years that Hashem decided to punish him was over, because Yaakov didn't fulfill Kibbutz to his father. So therefore, he said, go to my father and bring him back, because now is the time when I have to show him Kibbutz aim. Now is the opportunity that I have, that I can finally show him Kibbutz aim, because Hashem has taken away the punishment and it's time to do it immediately. The time of punishment is over. There must be an immediate resolution to Yaakov's pain. From this we also have a lesson in our service of Hashem. It says, there comes a time when a person sometimes needs to express the concept of the left hand pushes away, a negative attitude towards someone. Gvura and einish, sometimes you have to punish someone, a child or whatever. Dafna bevisen, you have to know, as es fadet sich derbei, as a hiris yaseira, that you have to be very careful about the way you do that. That you should never use this approach of gvura more than is absolutely necessary. The moment that comes where it's no longer necessary to use that kind of method, you have to immediately, you must immediately change back to the right hand, bringing close, to bringing a person close and showing a friendly attitude and a warm attitude the moment it's no longer necessary to exact punishment.